My name is Devin Golden. I'm a senior here at Spring Hill College.
We get more assists than anybody in the league. You know, our kids take pride in sharing the basketball.
This is by far the best outfield, or possibly the best outfield in the conference.
Our showing at Mobile, that really wasn't it.
I think in a couple of years, he might have a chance to be drafted if he keeps getting better.
So it seems like Schwab Scoop saved the day. Hello, Spring Hill College Badger fans. Welcome to the Spring Hill College Athletics Podcast. I am your host, Devin Golden, and we will get right down to the interview today where we will have softball coach Allison Sellers-Cook in with me today, talk about the beginning of the softball season, kind of preview it. They just got off to the beginning of their season, of course. They opened at the Faulkner Invitational Tournament, and of course they picked up their first victory of the season over the weekend, and they will continue the rest of their season. But we will talk about Badger Brawl right off the bat. And, of course, talk about the game against Loyola very briefly. And as shcbadgers.com said, titled it, Schwab Scoop Saves the Day. It was a great game, great effort by the Spring Hill College basketball team, the men's basketball team. And it was a very exciting game, and also a good effort by the women's team earlier in the night, coming up a little bit just short, but staying close all the way through and almost pulling it out and kind of just letting it. It was a lot closer of a game than the score indicated, but the men's game. So we were up by up comfortably. Let the lead slip away, and then Schwab saves the day in the final 5 seconds. I was gonna try and get Tyler in for an interview. Couldn't get in contact with him. Hopefully, I can possibly get him in. You know, at some point, maybe next week or the week after. But it kind of throws off my schedule. But of course, you have to kind of get what is important and what people are talking about. The only question I really have, and the most important question I have for him is, was he even looking at the basket when he made that shot? Or was he looking at the bench? Because I have no idea if he was even looking. I thought he just threw it up there and it went in. So I want to ask him that if I ever do get him for an interview. But once again, great effort. We end the season winning, I think, basically 4 out of our last 5. So we made the late season run that I talked about, and we can possibly use that for momentum. We have Dillard tonight, so by the time a lot of people hear about this episode, it'll be over and we'll have the final result. We should beat Dillard. They're a streaky team. I was talking to Sylvester Sly Twiggs out on the court, I think it was for intramurals, and he said that they're really streaky and they got some guys that can either hit or miss hit one day and miss the next. So hopefully we can, you know, if they hit, we can weather the storm, and hopefully if they miss, we can take advantage of that. But we are a better team than them. We should beat them. So, once again, great effort from the men's side, and, you know, what a great way to end the season, beating Loyola and beating Mobile. And Loyola game, I think the turning point, of course, was Nick Brown's little bounce shot where he had the ball and it was slapped out of his hands, and he kind of just bounces off the court, went up, hit the backboard, hit the rim, and in. That was kind of the turning point of that game. It was funny to see all the players kind of laughing coming back down the court. And, of course, that kind of lightened the mood and gave them a little bit of momentum to go all the way for the win. Because, I mean, Loyola really never got close after that. So, once again, great effort by the men's team. And baseball fell short in all 3 games against Thomas. Non-conference series, but still. Like to see them get some wins. In 2 of the 3 games, they basically outplayed the team. The second game, they had 11 hits and Thomas had 4. And the only thing that was different, the only thing that Thomas won was the runs, because Spring Hill College outplayed them in every other asset, and in the first game too. Apparently on Friday night they really outplayed them, and it just the score was the only thing that Spring Hill College didn't win. So of course we get Belhaven on the road this weekend. Of course we get Selma at home today. So by the time of course everyone listens to this podcast, those games will probably be done. But, of course, a big series against Belhaven on the road this weekend, big conference series. And if we can pull 2 out of 3 against Belhaven, that'd be huge. That'd be huge to keep getting those conference wins, because those are always important. Our pitching was great against Thomas. It was just we couldn't get the runs, it seemed. So let's just go out there and get the timely hits. I think that'd be the big thing. I think that if we got the timely hits against Thomas, I think that this whole series would have been completely different. And, of course, tennis. We should also talk about tennis. The tennis teams have begun. They're looking strong. The women's team looked really good. They pulled off against Mobile. I think they won 5-4. and Mobile was ranked. And, of course, they dominated Shreveport, who just started their program. And the men's team has also begun their season. They pulled off a win against Shreveport. They're 1-3, I think, 1-2 in conference. And, of course, the golf tournament started. So a lot of things are happening in sports. The basketball team, of course, like I said, they're going into the GCHC tournament. The baseball team kind of beginning their long string of conference games with Belhaven this weekend. And, of course, the tennis teams and the golf teams also begin their run. So without further ado, I have Coach Allison Sellers-Cook of the softball team, who are also beginning their season. They just begun it, and they're getting into the big, thick schedule that they have every spring. So I would like to thank Allison Sellers-Cook for joining me today. And I'm here with Coach Allison Sellers-Cook, head coach of the women's softball team here at Spring Hill College. This is the fifth year, correct?
Correct.
Year at Spring Hill College. And I know the first 2 years you made it to the regional tournament. Second year you won the GCAC regular season title, correct?
Correct.
And your fifth year, do you expect to be here for a long time, or are you enjoying your stay at Spring Hill College?
I do. It's definitely home for me. I'm playing here for 4 years and then taking the assistant role for two, and then this is my fifth year as head coach, so this is definitely home and look to be here for a long time.
Where did you grow up? Did you grow up around in the south or in Mobile?
Out a little north of here in Satsuma.
Okay. And you know, the season started at the Faulkner Invitational. The records of your opponents were really good. You played two teams in the top 25. And I was looking at the roster, only 14th. I know we talked about this on the way up, actually.
Right.
A very small, concise roster. And I know a lot of people, when they think about, especially with like baseball, they think about a very big roster, football, basketball, you know, basketball not so much, but only five guys were on the court. I mean, talk about, I guess, the positives of having a smaller roster of, like, you know, only 14 players compared to baseball, which is like 25, and, you know, other sports, which are much bigger.
Well, I think for us, I mean, I think it's different for each team, and every coach has a different preference of how many they want on their team. But for me, I do like a smaller roster just because the kids just seem to be a closer-knit team. The team chemistry is really good. I mean, for us this year, sometimes it cannot be good, especially when you have a lot of girls together.
Yeah.
There can be tend to be drama. But our girls are very close. They're like a family. And that's the atmosphere I like, is them to have that team chemistry, because a lot of times team chemistry can really make you go far. Just having that, maybe you lack talent in a couple areas, but with the close-knitness that you have, you're going to excel more than you would if you've had, you know, 9-star athletes out there. And having those 9-star athletes, you know, sometimes they're not all get along, so they don't play as well together. So if you've got that tight-knitness and your team chemistry is very good, it makes up for that.
And I was looking at the schedule for the team. There's a lot of games. I know it's not a lot of conference games. I know that Spring Hill College is making a move. In conferences, they're moving to the SSAC, correct?
Right, that's right.
Is that going to help? I know there's only five teams in the GCAC right now, and Spring Hill's one of them.
Right.
Will there be more teams in the SSAC for
yes,
softball?
Yes.
That will be a help.
Right. We will be a super conference. So I think there's either 12 or 13
really?
Teams in that conference. We'll be split into like an east-west division. So in our side, as of right now, I don't know if everything has been confirmed completely, but we will add, it'll be us, Mobile, William Carey, Belhaven, AUM, and Faulkner on our side. And so it'd definitely be a strong side. And the other side's, you know, strong too, because you have Lee and Shorter and Brunel and I think who else is on that side? Bruton Parker. But you've got some strong teams. We'll probably be the, if not the strongest conference, you know, one of the strongest conference in the NAI in softball.
And we always play, I mean, Auburn Montgomery in almost every sport anyway. So that's kind of
right.
Like a rivalry there that we're kind of building with them. So that's good that we're going to be able to be in conference and play with them.
Sure.
Next thing I want to talk about, I guess, the veteran leadership of the team. I know you have Brittany Abate, who's a senior.
Mm-hmm.
You have Samantha Brooks, who's a junior. Brooke Turlich, who's a junior. Jessica Edgar, who's a junior. Lindsay Taylor, who's a senior. How is the veteran leadership, how does the fact that you have this much veteran leadership, how does that help?
I think it keeps us strong, because those kids that you've just, you know, the names that you've just said, they're kids that work really hard. They expect everybody else to work with them. So I think that maybe if we had a little bit more them be a little more vocal, it would help. But they lead by example. very few of them are the vocal leaders. You know, normally you have a little bit of both. But they just, they get out there and they do what they need to do, and they expect everybody else to do what they're supposed to do as well. So especially my two seniors right now, Lindsay Taylor and Brittany Abate, they expect everybody to step up with them because, you know, I mean, ultimately this is their last season. And, you know, they want to have a good season, so they expect everybody to work hard and be able to play with them, you know, so to speak.
You know, looking at the scores, I noticed the pitching was very good, and the hitting, the runs didn't come across, but like you said on the way here, that the stats really didn't do it justice, that we had a lot of, in the tournament at Falkland, we had a lot of hits that just kind of went in the wrong spots, just went at the defense instead of finding the holes.
Right.
And, I mean, obviously that those will fall eventually. I mean,
right.
As any coach or any person who knows sports knows, you know, eventually, you know, the bad luck will turn around to the good luck.
Right. Well, I told the kids this weekend. I had a couple coaches come up to me, one in particular, and he told me, he said that out of everybody that was there, you know, and there were really good teams there, that he was more scared to play our team than anybody else because we have the strongest hitters. And, I mean, I saw the same thing. I know that we can out-hit anybody we played, and we just, it didn't fall for us, you know. And defensively, we've got to tighten our game up. You know, 9 errors in 4 games is not going to win you championships. And so I think the kids know that, and they've been out working hard this week trying to make those routine plays that we're not making. You know, you can't drop fly balls in the outfield, and you can't boot a ball in the infield that's a routine. And all I ask for them to do is, you know, I mean, lay out for everything. I mean, if it tips off your glove, then, and you're laying down on the ground, I mean, that's all I ask. So.
And at Spring Hill, I guess since you've been here, this is your 5th season, of course, like we said. At Spring Hill, do you think that the fan support is really good for the softball team? And do you think that, you know, that the fans come out as much as they could?
They probably do come out as much as they could, especially our home games. We don't play at the best time of the day.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, 12, anywhere from 12 to 2, we normally start our games. And it's just right in the middle of classes for the students, and it makes it a really hard for people to come out. Saturday games, we normally have a better turnout, but I think hopefully in the near future we're going to get lights, and we'll be able to play those night games and have a lot more students out to help support us.
Because I was going to actually ask, my final question was going to be what additions you're going to make to the field. I know there's the set of bleachers next to the visiting team's dugout.
Right.
And I don't know if you're going to add more bleachers or, like you said, lights.
Definitely we're going to add lights, and I look to, I've had a couple people speak to me about wanting to put some type of stadium seating up, but, you know, we've got our field house, I believe it was 2 years ago now, and that's one of the things that I've had accomplished, you know, while I've been here as a head coach, and I hope to see our facilities, as in our batting cages and stuff, work on that this summer to try to get a better facility in that area. As well as the lights and the stadium seats. And I think we will be pretty set once we can get those things done. So,
well, Coach Cook, thank you for joining me today. Is it Coach Cook or Coach Sellers Cook?
I go by Sellers Cook.
Okay, Coach Sellers Cook, thank you for joining me today. And good luck to the season on the season.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, I would like to thank Miss Allison Sellers Cook for joining me today and talking about the beginning of the softball season. And I'd like to thank everyone who listened to this episode and who has listened to all the episodes for joining me this semester to listen to my senior seminar project and the Spring Hill College Athletics podcast. You can find all of the episodes on http://shcbadgers.podbean.com. You can also find that same link on our Facebook fan page, which is titled Spring Hill College Athletics Podcast. And of course, there's also a link on shcbadgers.com. You can also find any and all information and news and updates and statistics and standings and records about every athletics team for Spring Hill College on shcbadgers.com. And of course, there's a link to that from the homepage, shc.edu. I'm kind of promoting the Spring Hill College site. So you're welcome, Spring Hill College. Once again, thank you for joining me today. This is the halfway point of the semester and of the podcast. This is the 5th episode of 10 or 11. Next week, I hope to have either a baseball player to talk about the hot start the baseball team has gotten onto and the rest of the season, possibly even Tyler Schwab to talk about the great ending against Mobile. Hope I was going to try and get him for this episode, but it was too short of notice. from Saturday night till today. Hopefully, I can get in touch with him later this week and get him in for an interview, because I do want to ask him. I know he is the hot commodity around campus after the win. So we'll be right back next week for the sixth episode. So thank you everyone who listened, and have a great week, and good luck to all those Spring Hill College teams for this week and this weekend.